Senate Maryland, I think we have to be more blunt, we have to be more forceful, we have to say something coming out, you know, you don't get vaccinated, you know, you're gonna die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Welcome to another quick rant of truth. Did you hear that? Let's go ahead and start it again. You're not going to believe this.
COVID numbers, that's exactly right.
Kellen, we can talk offline and how we run that up to marketing.
Right. So I'm just going to say, Kellen, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know, you're going to die. I mean, let's just...
Okay. Quick rant of truth with Tyson Harley. Someone got an insider video of a Zoom video conference or a Zoom call. And that is just amazingly a doctor. You can find this in an article at the National File. Also, the No Q report, which I don't know anything about either one of these. I just, you know, started to search articles and I'll do that and then just read them later. And found this to be amazing. The title of this on nationalfile.com, it's dated September 10th, 2021. Doctor wants to be scary to the public and inflate COVID numbers. If you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. So that's what she's saying here. This woman is a doctor. So I'm going to read this really quickly. National File has obtained a recording of a Zoom video conference call between physicians and a marketing director at Novant Health New Hanover Regional Medical Center, a group of 20 hospitals, clinics, and offices that treat patients in North Carolina and South Carolina. In the recording, Mary Rudick, MD, tells Director of Marketing Carolyn Fisher and another hospital employee that she wants the hospitals to become more scary to the public by inflating the number of COVID-19 patients and by using messaging that falsely tells individuals, if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. Now, I watched that clip, so I would take away this idea that they're inflating the number of COVID patients. I would say that she's suggesting to them that it should be grouped together. What she points out to the marketing director, this scumbag liar called a doctor and a someone who's supposedly about the Hippocratic Oath and not mere prophets, Mary Rudick, MD, is that she says, well, what do you count as COVIDs on your dashboard? And they explain it and say, well, what about the people who are still in the hospital? Well, we call those, she's like, can't we add that to the number? And it's like, well, it is in the number. It's just broken down to recovered patients. I don't know that they roll it up. I mean, maybe her suggestion would be you roll it up and you don't tell them that detail of recovered patients. You know, if they started as COVID patients, and if she doesn't give the underlying detail, that is truly deceptive, to be clear. But I just wanted to be clear to you. Her actual suggestion is, well, what about the people still in the hospital? They're no longer in the whatever COVID wing or COVID isolation. They're not, but they're still recovering, not considered to be COVID patients per se, but in the hospital for another reason. Oh yeah, we call them recovered patients. And now I think about it, it's actually more of a deceptive than I think, because thinking back through it, it's that, well, don't you think we should highlight those? And it's like, well, no, because they're recovered COVID patients. Well, but we still want to call them COVID patients. So she says that. Let me see if this is quick enough to go ahead and play that so you hear that exactly, so it doesn't sound like I'm misstated.
There's another comment is, I completely agree. There are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
So there's how she said. Pardon me, I hit pause there. There's how she said it. Now, they go on to explain, well, what I told you. Well, we call them recovered patients. So is it deceptive to say, well, no, we want to emphasize those? It depends on what it looks like, but it sounds like she'd be open to just go. It really does sound like she'd be open to, well, call them COVID patients. Don't call them post-recovery patients. But we don't exactly know what she might have decided to stress, because the numbers are honest if it says recovered patients in the hospital. She wants to include those recovered patients in the hospital and emphasize it. So if that means that we want to call those COVID patients, well, no, there's COVID patients and there's recovered patients still in the hospital. So they're not, they're, the daily, you know, number is not as high because they're now recovered, and she wants to include that. So yes, potentially quite deceptive there. And then right before then, and I'm going to pause to find it real quick. I'm going to let you hear where she says we need to make it more scary.
I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public. Then
all right, there you go. So there it is. Well, she's talking to the marketing director. What? How do you report these numbers? Well, you know, she explains it. She goes, well, you know, we, it's pretty basic. She goes, no, maybe we need to be completely more scary to the public. Yeah. So pretty incredible. Let me go back to the article. Well, really, just because I'm going to share with you the rest of the audio, the article mostly just describes what's in the video. So I'll just add this part. The video was obtained from an internal source at Novant Health, Novant Health, however you say it, and was recorded earlier this week. So on National File, this is a 9/10, a September 10th video, story. So it was recorded, you know, earlier in the week of the 10th, and the 10th was a Friday, if you recall. The clip features three speakers, Rudick Fisher and Shelbourne Stevens, the president of somebody. President of who promises to speak with McDonald about inflating the count of COVID-19 patients offline. We'll talk about that offline. So let me say again that science isn't science. I've told you before that marketing leads science. That's the problem in so many ways. The marketing department, the sales department leads science such that the raw science isn't what it's about anymore. So anybody who just leads with science, stupid, they've got the Darwin fish. But there are literally people who think that they're making a point that basically just refer to the word science. And that avoids human nature, and human nature in the context of greed and, you know, just other pressures to not just, or just human nature of wanting to be deceptive for greed or for control or whatever it is, right? I mean, she literally said that she suggested that we need to be stronger. If you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. That's the type of strong messaging that is the opposite of science. We know that it was like a 99% survival rate back before the vaccine started, but that's another whole story. And so how can you possibly say if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die? She's sitting there with a straight face trying to affect the marketing arm by telling them to make lies like this. And so this is another reason I said, nope, women aren't these, you know, just pure Puritans of morality, you know, back in that, well, if we just let women, no, they're as open to corruption as men are. They manifest it in a little bit different way, but they are open to corruption because we're all humans. So that's always been an interesting talking point to me that I find upon observation not scientific to kind of go two levels deep in there. No, there's plenty of women who are highly corruptible because there are liars among both genders, and there are psychotic liars. Better term for that. I'm just not thinking of it right now. Pathological liars among both genders. And you add to what I said before, If you have a person with a certain IQ, and then a whole room has people of a certain IQ that's average or much higher, in the group setting, and let alone in the group setting with a particular motivation, like dollars, then that group's ability to analyze and give an honest answer on the topic decreases down to significantly. The group IQ and the IQs in the particular situation for, and I know you'll say IQ isn't about the particular situation, but you get my point. The group IQ, let's just think of the intelligence then. Let's not go with IQ. But it goes down to 70, you know, which is, guys, this is a descriptive term. It's not meant, it's the same as a mentally challenged, okay? 70 is a definition of mentally challenged. You know, the word that we used to use for that was just meant your development got retarded. Not that it was literally a descriptive term. So this woman, who's a doctor, which means she must be pretty smart, doesn't have the morality quotient, the morality intelligence, given her situation and how rabid they've had to be to this point, and or because she believes in the bottom line and that it's worth it, and she knows she'll get backers because this has turned into such a black and white situation as far as whether you're supposed to say it, period. And so if you're on the side that says, no, everybody's, all the important people are going to be saying, I'm doing okay. I am immune from damage to this. We are immune to damage from this. So you'll at least say internally to folks, just do it. It's going to be allowed. Just exaggerate. Besides, these are informal conversations. She's saying that informal pressured conversation with doctors. But on the other hand, she's saying it about the marketing, so that gets a little confusing. You know, well, how published is this? But if she's saying to the marketing, hey, we need to become more scary to the public, and you know, things like if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die, then what does that mean she's letting any doctors she's in control of, and I don't know that she is, can't tell, you know, say, here's what you say to them. You pressure them, and impliedly you pressure them with lies. Because she knows and everybody knows you're not going to die just because you're not going to die. You can, but you're not going to die on the mere conditional of are you vaccinated or not. So it's crazy. And again, a specific case study of which there are only billions across the world of no. Being a member of the quote scientific community or the learned community does not mean that everything that comes out of your mouth is truthful. Science is only as good as citing the actual facts. In this case, it's a clear, not citing the actual facts in detail, you know, as the infamous, you know, fake news, alleged fact checkers will say, oh, if you don't go into enough detail, even though it's generally true, they'll say missing context. Well, it's not just that she's missing some context about going into the nuances of the whole group of studies around vaccines and COVID treatment and both the critiques, the results that are critiques and the results that are positive, but she's not just not going to the nuance and therefore not providing enough context. But she's instead going to straight deception. And so there's your scientific mind, people. But you know, these people who say, hashtag science. Dude, you don't know anything without more detail. That is literally the least scientific thing you can say. Well, because something characterizes itself as generally science, or because I put it into the general category of science, it's true. Hashtag science, wrong. The real science is to go and look at it and then follow it, not to just generally go, this is the headline, and so hashtag science dummy. Hey, I just gave you specifics of a scientific article, not in this case, but when these type of things come up. So don't hashtag science me if you haven't looked at the article and are not responding to the details thereof. All right, that's it for me, Tyson Harley. Scales of Truth, I'm getting a little bit more of a catalog, so please go check that catalog out, and including the Quick Rants of Truth, which are shorter, but I definitely highly recommend the one on Pick Your Poison. Super comprehensive. There are some non-Quick Rants of Truth, but regular episodes that are very comprehensive, and you'll see the themes of how the world really works in just specific case studies, because you'll see, well, how could they possibly have allowed that? Well, the answer is that must be a pattern. It must be a pattern of doing things wrong as a process, if it was allowed even once. And so that's the type of thing you'll learn from some of these. Appreciate you listening. Catch me on Chemology 411 as well, where we do two episodes a week now, but previously one longer episode. We break it into two, into miscellany plus main topic now. Miscellany is pretty fun. And of course, main topic is a different species, but also very fun. We just don't convolute things and by including both, because then the episodes got pretty darn long. Okay, everybody, have a good one.